الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth at you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. Excuse me. By the way, those of you all who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be seeking knowledge. And I believe this is the second time I've done this particular topic, but I want to add a little bit more to it that perhaps I didn't really touch on a lot before. And knowledge itself beings, or the definition of knowledge, or one of the definition, is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, or the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. And so you can look up for yourself other meanings of knowledge, but this is just one of the meanings of knowledge. Now, knowledge, or seeking knowledge, is very important in Islam. And so narrator Abu Huraira is one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. He said, "Whoever takes a path upon which to obtain knowledge, Allah makes the path to paradise easy for him." Sahal. And so he makes it easy for him to get into paradise, and a path easy for him when a person seeks the path of seeking knowledge. Particularly, you're talking about the knowledge of the faith, or learning more about Islam. And so that's very important for us to do as Muslim men and Muslim women. And if you all decide maybe you want to become Muslim, then it also will be your path, because seeking knowledge is very important. I know sometimes people are put out in the news media that certain areas where a lot of Muslims are, they don't allow the women and the girls to seek knowledge. But this is not true from Islamic standpoint. Seeking knowledge is just for anyone, any Muslim, to seek knowledge, to learn knowledge, and to teach it to others. You had a situation where Aisha, radiallahu anha, she was the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and that people come to her and ask her, what did the Prophet say about this? What did he say about that? And seeking knowledge from her. She has to get it in order to teach it. She got a lot from Prophet Muhammad, and peace and blessings be upon him, and she taught that to other people. And that was males and females. So please don't let anyone tell those women who are listening to me, don't let anyone tell you cannot seek knowledge, because they are wrong. That's not from the Deen Islam. And those people or men who understand it like that, they understand Islam in a wrong way, in wrong fashion. And they need to read up more about Islam, to learn more about Islam, seek better knowledge and clearer knowledge about Islam, particularly when you're talking about the women and girls, and not allowing your daughters, for example, seeking knowledge, or let your wives go out and seek knowledge. This is not from Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, it was related by Annas, one of his companions. He told that he heard Allah's messenger say, among the signs of the last hour will be the removal of knowledge and the abundance of ignorance. And so I just want to read just that portion for right now, is that one of the signs of the last day, and there's a lot of signs pertaining to the last day, and one of those signs is that Allah will remove knowledge from the people. And it's another important thing pertaining to knowledge, and that is the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, he who follows a path in quest of knowledge, Allah will make the path of Jannah easy for him, as I said earlier. The angels lower their wings over the seeker of knowledge, being pleased with what he does. The inhabitants of the heavens and earth and every fish in the depth of the ocean seeks forgiveness for him. The superiority of the learned man over the devout worshiper is like that of a full moon to the rest of the stars, meaning the brightness. The learned are the inheritors of the prophets and bequest, neither dinar or dirham, gold, silver, sort of like a money, but only that of knowledge. And he who acquires it has in fact acquired an abundant portion. So go and seek knowledge, the blessing of seeking knowledge, and with the angels lower the wing of mercy, if you will, or lower their wings to the seeker of knowledge. And also the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth and the fish in the open ocean, they ask for forgiveness for that individual. So there's a lot of blessings. And you can listen to this particular episode again. A lot of blessing involved in a person seeking knowledge. Also, it was mentioned that the person who was seeking knowledge or a learned person is harder than on the shaitan, that the shaitan is constantly working, trying to get us off the path towards Allah. And it's harder on the shaitan, that learned individual. It is also mentioned that it was narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr, who was the son of Amr. He said, I heard the prophet saying, Allah would not deprive you of knowledge after he has given it to you, but it will be taken away through the death of the religious learned men with their knowledge. Then there will remain ignorant people who, when consulted, will give verdicts according to their opinions, whereby they will mislead others and go astray. And so Allah does not just take knowledge, like say, take all knowledge away from the heads of the people, or books or something like that. No, he takes away knowledge by those people who are very learned, the scholars of Islam, for example, and they die off. And what dies with them is what? Knowledge. Their great scholarly knowledge dies with them. So that's how Allah takes away knowledge from the people. And then the people, what? They're left just with the people who are not very, very learned. And then the learned people, when you consult them, they will give verdicts according to their opinions, whereby they will mislead others and to go astray or go astray. And so seek as much knowledge as you can before Allah take more and more of the learned people away from us, and then we're only stuck with those people who are ignorant and do not understand this beautiful way of life. And also it was narrated by Anas. He narrated that the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, O Allah, this is a dua, a supplication he made. O Allah, Allahumma, grant me benefit in what you have taught me, and teach me useful knowledge and provide me with knowledge that will benefit me. I'm going to read that again. This is the dua, the supplication that the prophet made. And he said, O Allah, grant me benefit in what you have taught me and teach me useful knowledge and provide me with knowledge that will benefit me. So this is a dua, a supplication that we should make to Allah and pertaining to beneficial knowledge. So I also want to say something else to you all pertaining to knowledge. And that is, it was one time it was visited Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, son of Mas'ud. May Allah be pleased with him. And he said to us, O people, he who has the knowledge of any matter may convey it to others. And he who has no knowledge thereof should say, Allahu a'lam, Allah knows best. It is a part and parcel of knowledge that a man who has no knowledge of a matter should say, Allah knows best, Allahu a'lam. So in other words, if you don't know it, don't try to fake it and say something, give an answer that makes absolutely no sense. It has nothing to do with what was asked of you. You'll say, Allah knows best. The companions used to always say, when the prophet asked them a question about something, they would say, Allah is the messenger knows best. That's how they would answer. These were the people who were close to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, around him, sometime on a daily basis, learning from him. And they would say, Allah and his messenger, they knows best. And so we should say, what? Allahu alam. Is that Allah knows best. I don't know. Don't be afraid. I know sometimes it happens with maybe some people more than others. They would try to answer the question because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to seem like they don't know, but they really don't know. So just say Allah knows best. And that's it. Allahu alam. And leave it at that. So I want to go further, my beautiful students, I want to mention to you that was narrated by Jabir that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, ask Allah for beneficial knowledge and seek refuge with Allah from knowledge that is of no benefit. I want to really leave you with that. Again, ask Allah for beneficial knowledge and seek refuge with Allah from knowledge that is of no benefit. I'm going to leave it there. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.